Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Our next question comes from the book of John chapter 2 and verse 4. What did Jesus mean in saying, "My hour has not yet come"? Does this refer to His miracles, His ministry, or the time of His crucifixion? I found this most interesting as I was digging into the answer. I began by looking at the term hour and the way in which the term is used throughout the New Testament Scripture. And I've only given just a sample, so I want to challenge each and every one to go home and to do a word study, maybe about hour or even other things that we study from time to time. The word is used to measure time in a day, from time to time. And I've given passages here, so take your handouts and look further into the context, so we're not going to look at all of it. But in this way, it speaks in reference to days of the week, what we would call Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Other times, it speaks in reference to an hour or hours in a day. So that's interesting. But then in like figure, the term hour is given to identify the coming of New Testament worship. Note in John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, as Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman, and she had asked Him with reference to where are we supposed to worship, and Jesus says, "The hour is coming." What's that hour in reference to? It's in reference to the change of an age or a dispensation. It's speaking to the Christian age. And in that, where that in the Christian age, there's going to be a new way, a better way, in which man is going to worship God in spirit and in truth. Another way in which the term hour is employed in Scripture, it is used to refer to a particular event. Take into consideration Luke chapter 22, verses 14 and verse 15. If you read from the context there, the Lord speaks in reference to an hour, and that hour identifies where He institutes the Lord's Supper. So, what's under consideration then as we go back to John chapter 2 and verse 4? Note the progression of what John says with regard to what is said here about "My hour has not yet come." The situation is the wedding at Cana. It cannot, from this context, have reference to His miracles. Why? Because if Jesus says, "My hour has not yet come," and then He works a miracle, what has He done? He's gone against what He says, "My hour has not yet come," to do. So it cannot have reference to that. Nor do I believe that it has any reference to His ministry. Why? Because He has already started His personal ministry. He is already working the works of God in this sense. So does it have any bearing upon the crucifixion? As you go forward then, in John chapter 7, verse 6, the Lord's brothers challenge Him to go to, I believe it is, if memory serves me correct, Judea. And Jesus says, "My hour has not yet come." What's under consideration here? I believe what He is saying here in John chapter 2 and verse 4 and John chapter 7 and verse 6 is that it is not the hour, it's not the time for it to be revealed unto all of humanity who He is and what it is that He has come to do. When does that hour come? Going forward in John chapter 2 and verse 23, when the Lord's triumphal entry into Jerusalem, the Scripture tells us in verse 23 that His hour has now come. It's time for the world to know who He is and exactly what it is that He's going to do. But also, it's used again in John chapter 17 and verse 1 in the Lord's Prayer, where He prays that the Father will glorify Him in the way in which He has glorified the Father. And that would speak in reference to not only His arrest, but friends, ultimately, it would identify the time in which He would die on the cross. So, going all the way back to the question in John chapter 2, or as it is presented from John chapter 2 and verse 4, I believe that it begins in identifying that His hour has not yet come to be known as to who He is, the Messiah. And with the progression of all this, certainly it has connection to His time of death on the cross.